Welcome to episode 89. Are you a know-it-all? I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. Today, I want to talk to you about a really important subject in real estate, and that's why we are what I would call a paid idiot. I say it lightly, I say it gently, I say it jokingly even, but reason we are a paid idiot, as I call it, is the fact that we can be liable for things we are not licensed within. So let's talk about what we can know, why we can know, why we can't know, what we should do about it, who we need to talk to, and how to properly maintain a relationship with clients all the while avoiding questions. We are very much like politicians. It's not that we are doing in a political way in the aspect of they avoid questions. We avoid questions because we can't know answers unless we know them to be fact from other people. So let's break it down here today. Let's make sure you know what you can and can't answer to a level. I'm going to tell you guys, I can't give you legal advice. I'm giving you the best advice I can today to keep you out of some of the bigger problems, but it's not going to keep you out of all problems. Make sure to always consult with an attorney when you're doing this stuff, and make sure to always think to yourself, how can I avoid ever putting my name on something that I did not make or create? That's a really important one to know. So why? One of the main things you want to think about is vicarious liability. The problem is that you can say things that can make you liable, such as when you see a nicely mowed lawn, you see the neighbor's lawn not mowed, you read the dimensions of the lot, and it just seems like that's over there is the lawn. And the next thing you know, you're saying you could build a pool here. Not you may be able to, not you should talk to town hall, but you went to you could build a pool here. This is the old famous error and omissions case. This is the one that goes to court and the person says, the only reason I bought this house was because I wanted to put a pool there, and the agent assured me, yes, they could put a pool there. No, agent did not say the proper terminology. So the whys are that we can be liable for things we didn't create. When we make up things such as saying that something's mold or mildew or any of these things, that we're not a certified mold advisor, so why are we making that answer? Just because there's a black mold-like substance on the wall, notice black mold-like substance versus mold, we can say, I think maybe we should have a second opinion on this, but we certainly can't make it mold, because if you make it mold, it's not mold. Say maybe you thought it was mold, but in reality, someone did a messy job with some black spray paint. They got it there down by the kick plate. You set it. They don't buy the house. The seller sues you because they found out that you, the agent, decided to take it upon yourself to be a mold inspector. You can be held liable. This is why we carry error and omissions insurance, and this is why we have the different insurances and trainings we do. But remember, we do not want to be just spouting off anything and everything that we possibly can. I know we have that feeling. We always want to be so helpful. A lot of times people ask us questions. We want to be able to just spout out the answer. But the truth is, we're better as an agent to take, write down all the questions and to get them properly answered. And when needed, make sure that the client knows where to get them properly answered so that we're not in the middle of it. We want to make sure that we help, but we also want to make sure we help in a way that we can. Because the risk of helping people is taking on liability for things that you shouldn't, such as driving to town hall, opening the folder, saying that it appears to me that all the permits are here versus telling the client to talk to them. Because what if they aren't there? What happens? Who gets mad? Why are they blamed? And I know a lot of times it feels like as an agent, geez, I really want to do these things, but sometimes you're just taking on so much liability. This one goes, and it's a bit off subject, but when you show up to a listing, it's not shoveled and you're going to invite people there in the winter and you decide to shovel the path, someone slips and falls, and now you pick up the liability. In our listing agreements, it says that they're to produce the property in a way that it's ready to be shown. If they do not, and we take on cleaning up the leaves, cleaning up the snow, any of these, and this is where we can take on liability. So that's, again, the risk of helping. But back to the subject, wanting to get people answers is common. How old's the roof? Oh, it looks like this. We're not going to just give answers just to fill dead space. We're going to say, let me find out. And if the seller doesn't know, we're not really sure. Maybe you should have someone take a peek at it. Because remember, if we say, oh, it's young, and then it fails, and then it goes bad, they're going to come back to us and say, you misrepresented the property. And remember, just because we ask a seller does not mean that we always get honest answers. Guys, for liability purposes, I want you to pay attention to one thing, right? As an agent, if the state could prove that you should know, so say maybe there's huge water stains on the walls, your client doesn't say it ever got water, and you just pretend like it never got water, and then the person sues you for failure to disclose, you could be held liable even though the seller never told you. So pretending like you don't know something is not a way around the law. It's just like pretending like you don't know stealing isn't stealing. It is still stealing. So when it comes to disclosing, be very careful about who you asked and what they tell you, and make sure that you always disclose what needs to be disclosed. So some of the different people we can ask questions to: the attorney. So anything legal, anything outside of the very generic offer paperwork and P&S paperwork we put together, which is really we're just filling in boxes. But as soon as we're adding other terminologies, as soon as we're adding all sorts of clauses and things, we want to be asking attorneys. When somebody says, how can I get my deposit back? We want to be asking attorneys. When somebody has questions about what their legal rights are, that's where they come in. We do not answer for them. The town. The town's always a great source. There's a lot of different departments. The building department, the Board of Health, we have the environmental. We have a lot of different Department of Public Works, a lot of resources for buyers to find out questions such as what does trash day, all these things. Something like trash day, you're not going to be held liable for. So you could certainly call and find out trash day. But if they're wondering about certain things to do with the building, could they build X, Y, and Z here? You're shopping with a land category person. They need to be doing that legwork, because we cannot go there and say and give them assurances that they can do what they want with the land. They need to do that. And then they need to decide if they want to put the clauses in via their attorney on the land deal. Do they want to put in clauses that it's subject to the property passing Title V, or subject to the property getting town permission to build a 3,000 square foot house? Whatever they want to see for things that make it less risky to them, it's got to come from them and the attorney and then the town. The mortgage broker, great person to ask a lot of questions like closing dates, how much is the down payment, what do they need to do, where is it that they need to, you know, when's the appraisal, how do we head to the next direction? The mortgage person is the person for that. So use them, and a clear line of communications from a real estate broker, agent, mortgage broker, all together working with a great buyer or seller makes for an awesome transaction. When everyone knows what's going on and where each other are, we have a great one. So don't be a know-it-all. Make sure to keep the communication lines open. Then we have the seller and the seller's agent. Depending on whether you're working with the seller or not, if you're communicating with the seller, they are a source of knowledge, or we have the seller's agent. Let's remember when we're talking with sellers that they can't just lie to our face. And then if there are some liabilities, such as someone says they're going to make fair housing violations and things, well, you just should walk away from the transaction. There are all sorts of people out there, and I know sometimes it hurts to walk away from somebody or to have to discipline somebody to make sure that they're following all laws and rules, but that's our job as the professional. That's why we're licensed, and your license is at risk if you become a know-it-all and allow this to happen. So if you're not working with the seller, the seller's agent is a great resource. Some of them will tell you buyers to do their own due diligence. Some of them will tell you everything about the property that they know. You'll get different interactions all the time, but know that you can't trust anybody, and that you always want your client checking with town hall, checking with attorneys, checking with the mortgage people, checking in with everything that they can to do their due diligence. Due diligence doesn't just end at a regular old home inspection. And that's another person that we have, the home inspector. Home inspector is the person to ask when there's problems with the home inspection sheet. We don't go answering on questions about the home inspection sheet. We also don't go spouting off about mold, pests, or any of these other things. We have a professional for that. If the roof looks old and they say, how long has it got left in its life? You don't say it looks like it got 10 years left. You say, let's speak with a roofing professional and see what their opinion of the roof is. And when you do it, I'd suggest on all contractor jobs where there's money to be made and there's possible conflict of interest to be estimated, I would say to get 2 to 3 estimates on that, because that way there you get a fair and honest thing. Remember, guys, when you're working with people, when you're going to town hall, you're going to these things, and then you're conferring the message to them, you have the risk of the telephone game. You have the risk of something changing from the beginning to the end. You have the risk of having it go wrong when everything seemed to have gone right. So be very careful about that. And that's why sometimes you just got to send your sellers directly to the source and have them do that. That way there, you're not going back and forth. But when you can't, the best thing you can do is get it in writing. If you're talking to town hall, have them emailing you and be CCing the emails over, or forwarding the emails over. Never get into you creating facts. Get into sharing facts that are created by other people. And when you say things such as anything from, you talk to a client and they want price change, you get an email. It doesn't matter if you're best friends with the people. If someone says, take my house off the market, I don't want to have it marketed right now, you get that in an email or in writing. I know the MLS has forms that you're supposed to fill out. I know lots of people skip over them, but at minimum, get a text, get an email, get something protecting you so that you're not acting like a know-it-all and that you can just do anything. Follow the systems and guidelines in place, and I guarantee you'll have more success in real estate. I hope this podcast helps you realize that sometimes being a know-it-all can end up getting you in big trouble and end up getting you into licensing issues. If you're looking for a real estate brokerage that can help you understand better what you can and can't know and how to sell more homes right away, please reach out to us over here at Movementum Realty. We're hiring actively both new and existing agents, as well as in the back office, we're hiring brokers, marketing professionals, and others. If you like this podcast, make sure to tell your friends and family to subscribe and also join us on our Facebook group, website, blog, and newsletter. Thanks so much and have a great week.